Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone is Wisconsin Republican Senator Dan Capanke. Good evening, Senator. How are you?
I'm just fine, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Man, things have changed in a day. Things in Wisconsin, it looks like, have ratcheted up just a bit. Earlier, when I knew we were going to be talking tonight, I was interested in the Republicans voting for a $100 fine for every day the Democrats stayed out of the state. And just in the last hour, things have changed again. Would you like to tell our listeners how things have changed?
Well, according to our Constitution, Article 4, Section 7, the Senate has the power to compel the attendance of our absent members, which most of us know are in Illinois, we believe anyway. And we also, under that same article, we can determine the rules and punish for contempt and disorderly conduct. So we have about 10 minutes, and we're going to be on the floor, and we're going to take a roll call, and then those that are absent, if they are not excused, will be held in contempt of the Wisconsin State Senate.
Well, and this is interesting, and I'm not trying to belabor the point, but until now, until today, things seemed from afar, and I give you that, I'm in Michigan, from afar to be, you know, relatively calm and peaceful. Earlier today, a Republican senator was kind of accosted going in to the Capitol, and that hadn't happened before. And now these new measures, are things ratcheting up there?
Yes, you know, it's time. They've been absent without leave for about 2 weeks now. We have an agenda here that we want to move forward for the people of this great state, and we can't do that if we have 14 senators that refuse to show up for work.
Well, and is the feeling, is the tide turning at all on the senators? Initially, you know, there were some folks in the state were like, yeah, you know, go, you know, do it. That's great. And I'm just wondering if the tide is turning and people are getting tired of this at this point.
Well, the common working man and woman out there that has to get up and go to work every day and to earn a paycheck to pay their bills understands that to get that paycheck, you have to show up for work. And so, you know, it is resonating out here that these people are not showing up for work. And as a result, we're stalling the movement of what we want to do here, our agenda in the Capitol, and that has to end. And, you know, we're putting in motion, you know, this contempt so that at least they think about what they're doing and what this means to the residents, over 5 million residents here in the state of Wisconsin, and what this means to them as far as moving our agenda forward. And they have to show up for work. They were hired to do a job, and they're not doing it.
Well, and it's about getting the state's business done, because there is some things that you've been able to do, but without at least one of the Democratic senators back in the Senate, things kind of come to a screeching halt.
Yeah, correct. Under our rules, we have to have a 60% majority in the House to vote on a bill that has a fiscal note, and that means we need 20 members, and the Senate Republicans right now have 19, and so we need one senator to show up for work, and then we can begin the process of moving democracy forward in our state and with our agenda.
Now, in the resolution that was passed, or that you'll be working on at 4 o'clock, that means they're in contempt after 4 o'clock if they don't return. What I have in front of me says that it gives authority to the sergeant at arms to take any and all steps, with or without force and assistance from police, to bring the senators back. How do you expect this to work logistically if they don't return?
Well, I think that the sergeant-at-arms will be notifying local law enforcement, and they'll be on the lookout for one of these senators. And when they are spotted here in Wisconsin, they will be pulled over, and it'll be a Senate arrest, and they will be brought into the Capitol.
Now, and I think that might be the key there. There still is not authority to go into Illinois and that's where I believe several of them are, to go into Illinois to get them. They have to be in the state for this to occur.
That's correct. To the best of my knowledge, we don't have authority to go into Illinois or any other state to grab one of our absentee senators. So they want to come home. I would think they'd want to come home and, you know, and probably do the laundry and, you know, and say hi to the family. So we'll catch one of them hopefully soon, or better yet, voluntarily they will show up here in the chamber.
Well, and that brings, you know, that brings us to another point. about, you know, further escalation. That's what I'm wondering. With this now on the books and what has happened today with the tone changing, are you concerned about further escalation?
You know, not right now. I really believe that a majority of them want to figure out a way to come back in here and get to work. I really do. And I've heard that, not directly, but through other senators who have had contact with some of these. So, you know, I think they're looking for a way to come, and maybe one of them will just slip across the border and want to see his spouse or her spouse and get nabbed and brought him into the Capitol, and then away we go. And that'll kind of end this standoff.
State employees have been willing to make concessions. We've been hearing that they have been, but Governor Walker is still holding firm to eliminating collective bargaining. Is that correct?
Well, we're not eliminating all of collective bargaining. They still have an area, as far as base wages are concerned, they can collective bargain. But we are empowering the local units of government and giving them the flexibility that they need to address the shortfall that they're going to see in revenues coming from the Capitol here. I mean, we have a $3.6 billion shortfall and deficit, and it needs to be addressed, and the governor did a great job in producing a budget on Tuesday that addresses that shortfall. And so, you know, there's hurt that goes around when we don't have the money that we would like to give to people, but just like, you know, a household budget or a business budget, when you max out a credit card, you have to stop spending. You have to pay down that credit card before you can spend some more. And that's exactly what we're doing. For far too long, previous administrations and previous legislatures have kicked this financial can down the road and said, we'll let the next administration or the next legislative session address this. And I can give you all kinds of examples. But many states are in this same financial fix. And this legislature and this governor is not going to kick that can down the road. We're standing up, and we're going to address our fiscal mess that we've been in for far too long here, and we're going to straighten this out and move forward with our agenda for our people, growing jobs, shrinking the size of state government, and getting people back to work again.
Certainly not unlike Michigan.
No. I mean, you know, that's true. That is very, very true. So, you know, when you go back to this bill that, you know, caused 14 senators to feel they had to leave town, and we do have some people outside that are still walking around the Capitol, and that's a great thing. I mean, that's democracy in action. They want their voice heard. They're out there. But this bill is about addressing the shortfall, getting our financial house in order, and it's also about reforming how we do business at the local level, whether it be education reform or for the local units of government. We are empowering them, and it's a different way of doing business here in Wisconsin, and quite frankly, I'm excited about it.
Well, and I'm guessing that taking the action that you're about to take on the floor is just because you've had enough. Let's get back to business and get this done.
Exactly. You know, and I think, again, you know, as I get out into my district and hear from people throughout the state, actually, they understand when you have a job to do and you want a paycheck, you got to show up for work. And that's the message that these senators are hearing. And that's why I really think they want to get back to work. And hopefully they'll show up in maybe 5 minutes. Who knows?
Okay. Well, we will be following the story. I know you're incredibly busy. I thank you for taking time tonight. And hopefully we can talk in the future as this process moves on.
Call anytime, Cheryl. Great talking to you.
I appreciate it so much. We've been speaking with Senator Dan Kopenke of Wisconsin, Republican Senator. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.